Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Abgenommen, bedauert.
Mystery Frequency.
Presenting for the first time in radio the amazing interplanetary adventures of Flash Gordon and Dale Art. These thrilling adventures come to you as they are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, now printed in 32 tabloid-sized pages, each page in full four colors, is distributed everywhere as a part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Racing high above the earth, comfortably seated in a giant airliner, Flash Gordon, internationally famous athlete, looks admiringly across the aisle at Dale Arden. Minds of both are intent on the terrible destruction which for many months has been approaching the earth with terrific speed. The new planet hurtling through space directly in the path of the earth. Suddenly there's a violent jar. The plane lurches into a spinning nosedive. Flash Gordon him across the aisle to the frightened girl. He gathers her in his arms and leaps free of the falling plane, and pulling the ripcord of his parachute, glides to earth.
Don't be frightened, Dale. The plane has crashed, but we're safe.
Yes.
Hold fast. We're landing now. Careful. Easy. There.
Yes.
Dale?
Yes.
Good, good.
Oh, look, Flash. There's a round steel tower. Where can we be?
Why, that's the laboratory of the great scientist, Dr. Hans Zarkov. He's coming this way. I'll call to him to help us. I hope you'll pardon us for breaking in on you so unceremoniously, Doctor, but you see, we had to bail out.
I know you for what you are, spy. Come to see me, but I have the answer to that. Come with me.
Put that gun away, Professor Zarkov. The man is mad, Dale. We'll have to humor him. All right, Professor. All right, we'll come with you.
Get down ladder into this tower.
All right, all right.
There now, we are in my rocket ship, and in 10 seconds, we will be on our way to the new planet. We will all die. Die for science.
Oh, Flash, the doctor is mad. His rocket ship is rushing away from the earth with the speed of light, right into the path of the new planet.
Hold tight, Dale. We'll escape somewhere.
To the new planet. To the new planet. We three will save the earth.
Dr. Zarka, there's still time to bring your rocket ship out of the path of the new planet.
No. What will you gain for science if we're all killed in the crash?
I know who you are, Flash Gordon. But your trained strength will not save you. Only my mind, the mind of Zarkov, his scientist, can save you. Can save any human soul upon the earth.
Be careful, Flash. He's reaching for the controls.
Stand aside, Dr. Zarkov.
Feel it. The gravitation pull of the new planet. We crash in 5 seconds.
The rocket ship hits the planet. Dr. Zarkov and Dale are thrown from the rocket ship unconscious. Flash is thrown clear of the wreckage and lands on his feet uninjured. He rushes to the side of the unconscious girl, picks her up, and starts to carry her toward the distant towers of a city on this weird new planet. Suddenly, strange soldiers armed with ray guns appear, and capturing Dale and Flash, force them to come with them to the throne room of Ming the Merciless, Emperor of Mongo and Supreme Ruler of the Universe.
Oh, thou exalted Ming, Majesty of Mongo, supreme ruler of all the peoples of the new planet, thy slave salute thee.
Slave, sing forward the earth people.
Thy slaves obey, O Ming the merciless.
Take your hands off me. I'm no slave. As a free man and an equal.
So, Earthman, you are a free man and my equal. Throw him to the red monkey man in the arena. With the force of this free man, my equal.
There is thy freedom, Earthman. Now you go into the arena to meet the red monkey men of Mongo.
No, wait.
Don't worry, Dale. Emperor Ming, I'll show you that I, a free man from the earth, am more than a match for your brainless red monkey men. Flash reaches the bottom step leading to the arena. He leaps and swings at the man. Then, grasping the falling man beast under the armpit, Flash whirls him around and knocking the others in all directions. Emperor Ming, fearing that his monkey men will all be killed, orders his soldiers to destroy Flash with their ray guns. In the midst of the confusion, Princess Aura, the beautiful young daughter of Emperor Ming, calls to Flash.
Quick, brave Earthman, this way, here to my balcony.
Flash leaps to the royal balcony and joins the gorgeously jeweled princess, who commands the slaves to keep back, while she takes Flash through a secret door and into a passage leading to a private elevator. The two get in, and Aura closes the door and presses the switch.
Who are you, beautiful maiden?
I am the Princess Aura, only daughter of Ming the Merciless.
Princess, I owe you my life.
You are brave and handsome. You must not die so young. I have never seen anyone like you, Earthman.
Where I come from, Princess, there are many stronger men and better looking. But tell me, Princess, where are you taking me?
I am taking you to the private landing frames of my own rocket car. There you will be safe. We have arrived, Earthman. Get in this rocket car. No one can harm you here.
But, Princess,
hurry,
I don't...
Hurry,
but, Princess, how am I to rescue the Earth Girl, Dale Earth?
That is why you are in my private rocket car, Earthman.
Why, what do you mean?
Dale Arden shall never be rescued by you.
The Princess,
and for you, Earthman, you shall love me or die.
Meanwhile, back in the palace, Emperor Ming is talking with Dale Arden.
Your companion, Flash Gordon, has escaped, but not for long. My men will soon capture him.
What are you going to do with me, Emperor Ming?
Pleasing to me, Earthwoman, you will become my wife.
Never! I don't love you!
We men of Mongo have no human traits, no love, no mercy, no kindness. Whether you love me or not makes no difference. You shall become my wife as soon as the ceremony can be arranged.
Your Majesty, look into the spacograph. Our city is being bombarded by the space gyros of the Lion Men.
The Lion Men! Order the entire space fleet to the attack!
The terrific battle which takes place between Emperor Ming's space fleet and the gyros of the Lion Men, the attacking gyros, the rocket ship in which Flash Gordon has been held captive, is destroyed, and Flash is thrown to the ground unconscious. He opens his eyes to find himself staring up into the great bearded face of Thune, Prince of the Lion Men. Thune lets his great sword fall as he sees Flash Gordon's white skin.
Who art thou, white-skinned youth? Speak. Answer me before I cleave thy white body in pieces. Art thou a new kind of soldier of Ming the Merciless?
I am the sworn enemy of that fiend Emperor Ming of Mongo. He has captured a girl who is from the earth, like myself. I live only to rescue her.
An earthman, thou sayest.
Yes.
And an enemy of Ming the Merciless.
That's right. Tell me, are you friend or enemy?
I am Thune, Prince of the Lion Men. Hereditary enemies of the men of Mongo. If thou wilt accept me as thy friend, Earthman, I will gladly join thee against me.
Here's my hand on it, Prince Thune.
Good. What is thy name, Earthman?
I am called Flash Gordon upon the earth, Your Highness.
Call me Thune, friend. and I will call thee Black.
Friend Thun, you know how we can gain admittance to the palace that we may rescue Dale Arden?
Come, I will show thee a secret way into the palace.
Ah, good.
The Emperor Ming is away pursuing my gyro fleet. We may be able to rescue the Earth Girl or Ming returns.
Flash Gordon and his powerful newfound friend go first to the space gyro of Prince Thun, and there they gaze intently into the thought projector, in which they not only see Dale Arden the captive, but they also have revealed to them a secret way leading to the throne room of the palace. The secret passage is known as the Tunnel of Terror because of the deadly beasts which lie within its gloomy walls. Flash and his new friend Prince Thun finally find themselves within the palace. A door with great steel bolts stands before them.
Quick, Thun! This door must lead directly into the center of the palace.
From my memory of the palace, I should say that beyond this door is the great throne room of the Emperor Ming.
All right, then. Here we go. Ah, there. You're right, Thun. It is the throne room.
Yes. This great statue before us is the god of death, which stands at the top of the altar steps, directly behind the throne of the Emperor.
Listen. Thun, what's that?
By the great god Tao, it is royal wedding procession. Ming the Merciless taking another bride.
Long live Ming the Merciless!
They're coming up the altar steps soon. Around the idol.
To look around the idol means death. Thou must not.
Come back. Come back, friend. Thun, save yourself. I'm going to the rescue of my Earth friend, Dale Arden. He's being forced into a marriage with Ming the Merciless.
When Thun of the Lion Men does not save himself at the expense of his friend, if thou must die, I will die fighting with thee.
Dale! This way, Dale! This way, Dale!
Down this passage, Earth Maiden, as fast as thou canst run,
Quick Thun. They're swarming up the altar steps. Help me topple the idol over them. Now, one, two, three.
With a grinding crash, the giant idol topples over on the onrushing soldiers of Ming the Merciless, killing those in front and throwing into confusion the whole company. Flash Gordon and Prince Thun, with Dale between them, dash into the secret passage beneath the idol. The way becomes steeper. They slip. Down, 100 feet or more into a whirling underground river. They're swept along down a raging current and over a falls into a lake. With the powerful strokes of the champion swimmer, Flash sets out for the shore, towing Dale by the hair. They reach the shore, and as Flash reaches down to drag Dale to safety, she screams and disappears beneath the calm surface of the lake, clutched in two powerful green, scaly arms. With no thought of his own safety, Flash Gordon dives to Dale's rescue and finds an adventure stranger than any which has gone before. Follow the thrilling adventures of Flash Gordon and Dale Arden each Sunday in your Hearst Sunday newspaper. You will find them graphically portrayed in full-colored pictures in the Comic Weekly. Only in the Comic Weekly can you follow the escapades of the Katzenjammer Kid, those perennial rascals, or thrill to the adventures of King of the Royal Mountain. Only in the Comic Weekly can you enjoy the good, clean fun of Bringing Up Father, Chili the Toiler, Way Out West, The Little King, or in the language of his hillbilly friend, go clean catawampus over the bodacious goings-on of Barney Google. Your old friend Skippy and all his little pals are waiting for you in the Comic Weekly, along with Pinky, Molly, and Pat, in their great adventure story, Radio Patrol. Then there is Ace Drummond, the Demon Aviator, Johnny Round the World, and many, many others. Be sure you get this big 32-page all-color Comic Weekly supplement with your copy of next Sunday's Hearst newspaper. And don't fail to listen again next week to the continuation of the amazing interplanetary adventures of Flash Gordon and Dale. presenting the amazing interplanetary adventures of Flash Gordon and Dale Arden. These thrilling adventures come to you as they are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, now printed in 32 tabloid-sized pages, each page in full four colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Last week, you may remember, Flash Gordon and Dale Arden saved the Earth from destruction by shooting a rocket at a planet which threatened to collide with it. They became marooned on the planet called Mongo. The Emperor, Ming the Merciless, ordered Flash killed and commanded Dale to marry him. The royal princess, loving Flash, saved him. Soon, Prince of the Lion Men helped Flash prevent Ming from marrying Dale by breaking up the marriage ceremony and escaping underground. Now we continue the story. Flash and Dale are captured by the Shark Men. Princess Aura appears and again saves Flash, who in turn tries to free Dale. But Thune's father, searching for his princely son, captures the princess and Flash. Rather than remain a captive, the proud Aura hurls herself over the cliff, only to be caught by the terrible leaves of a constrictor plant. Flash hastens to her aid.
Oh.
Don't struggle, Princess Aura. I'll free you.
Hurry. The leaves are crushing me.
I'll cut them with my sword.
Oh, careful, Flash. The plant may catch you.
This devilish plant.
Oh, Flash, it's caught you too.
Yes, I didn't think it could. It's a tough break.
What shall we do now?
I don't know. Yet.
Flash.
What is it, Princess? Are you in pain?
No. Look down there. A door in the cliff has opened.
Yes, so it has. A soldier's coming out. Strange-looking guns. Those your father's men?
No, I never saw them before. They must have seen us coming to make us captives.
Well, at least they'll get us out of the clutches of this terrible plant.
Soldiers! Shoot that plant and kill it. But don't injure its victims. I want them brought to me alive.
Don't be afraid, Princess. Those men will catch you.
Be ready to catch her men. Now, the other one.
Here I come.
We're safe on the ground. But what will happen now?
Comes the leader of those soldiers.
Soldiers, you did that well. Princess Aura.
Yes. How do you know me? I do not know you.
I know your father.
Oh.
Oh, what's this? Another white stranger?
Yes, Prince Darin.
Blindfold him and prepare our other white prisoner for the ordeal of the poison daggers.
As you command, Prince Darin.
What are you going to do with me?
Guard. Take the princess to my quarters.
As you command, Prince Baron.
Here comes our other white prisoner. Perhaps you know him, youth.
How can I tell? He's got a hood over his head. I can't see his face.
He says he is from the Earth. I suppose you are from there, too?
I am.
I don't believe you. But no matter. Our hiding place must remain a secret, so both of you must die. Are the white prisoners prepared, guard?
They are, Prince Baron. Their left forearms are tied together.
And the poison daggers, are they ready?
Yes, sir.
Good. Now listen, prisoners. I am dipping these two daggers in dragon's blood. The slightest scratch from these blades means certain death. Guard, give these to the prisoners. On the count of three, you will commence fighting. One, two, three.
As Prince Baron utters the word, Flash steps back, jerking his mysterious antagonist off balance. He flings aside his dagger. Then he causes his opponent to drop his poisoned weapon. Picking up the dagger, Flash shoves it forward, handing him to his opponent. And as the two whip off their blindfolds and reveal themselves to each other,
Flash Gordon, Dr. Zarko!
So you do know each other.
I should say we do. I'm mighty glad to see you, Doctor. I thought you were dead after our rocket crashed on this planet.
I was badly hurt, Flash. These fellows, they picked me up and brought me here. They made me act as their servant. Well, we saved the Earth, didn't we, lad?
We certainly did, Doctor. Now, Prince Baron, maybe you will believe that we are from the Earth. This man was the most brilliant scientist in the world. He was
Stop! My admiration for both of you is boundless. I would be honored to have you shake my hand and call me friend.
Your friend?
Yes.
Why, of course. Here's my hand.
And mine.
Good. Now come to my quarters. My friends, I have invented an electric mole with which I intend to burrow underground into the palace of Ming the Merciless and overthrow his tyrannical government. Are you with me?
Certainly.
You bet we are. We've got to rescue Dale and Thune from that fiend.
Princess Sora, you heard what I planned to do?
Yes. Please take me back to my father's palace with you.
You? Why, it's because of you that I am a hunted man with a price on my head. You will remain here as my prisoner. Come, my friends. Come.
Oh, I will I? Start.
What is it?
What is your name?
Runkel, my princess.
Runkel. I thought I recognized your face. You fled into exile from my father's guard when you were caught stealing.
Yes.
Listen, Runkel.
Princess.
If you will help me warn my father of what those men plan to do, I will make you not only wealthy, but also a duke.
For once so lovely, my princess, how could I refuse? Come with me.
Unaware of what has happened in the hiding place and racing underground toward the palace of Ming the Merciless and their electric mole, Prince Baron, Dr. Zarkov, and Flash Gordon encounter a fierce Grokko, or armor-plated dragon. Flash climbs out of the mole and gives battle, saving his companions. For this, Prince Baron promises that if they succeed in overthrowing Ming, Flash will be made a prince of Mongo, and anything he desires will be his. Finally, the electric mole breaks through the floor of the central hall of Ming's palace. The door opens and the trio emerge from the metal burrowing machine.
Come, my friends. We have arrived.
Ah, so we have. What is our next move, Prince Baron?
This is the central hall of Ming's palace. We go up those stairs, Dr. Zarkov, and surprise the inner guard.
Prince Baron, look.
Ming's armored men.
We've been betrayed.
Yes.
But how could the news have reached here before us?
Let us get our ray gun.
It's no use, Doctor. The armor of those soldiers is ray-proof.
Here comes Ming the Merciless with his high priest.
No.
Thank heavens he's all right.
Welcome back to my palace, Flash Gordon. And welcome to your companions. Soldiers, lash them to that pillar over there and execute them.
Oh, Flash, darling, I love you so much.
Dale, my dear, we did our best to save you, but we've been betrayed. I guess they have us now.
Let them shoot. They'll kill me, too, and we'll be together forever.
Very well, Dale Arden. You can have him in death. Captain, proceed with the execution.
Shoot, you yellow dogs. We aren't afraid to die.
Ready? Aim. Stop. Hold your fire.
Smoky, what does this mean? If you were not the high priestess, I would have your tongue torn out for your insolence.
I ask you, remember, sire, that according to the sacred writ of Tao, even a traitor has the right to choose between the firing squad and the terrible test.
True, Sugi. And on second thought, the death would furnish us with greater amusement.
Yes, sire. We must abide by this sacred writ. And then, too, I see no reason why the girl should be killed.
Captain, release the prisoners. They shall undergo the terrible test. First, bring them over to the pit.
All right, come on, come along.
This is the test of the torture pit. Flash Gordon, you and Baron will stand on each end of the narrow platform and with long whips try to topple each other into the pit where a surprise will be awaiting you. Check your places.
The two mount the platform. Flash ducks as Prince Baron's whip whines over his head. Then Flash's whip hits Baron with such force as to knock him off balance and into the pit. Dropping his whip, Flash leaps after him. As he throws the unconscious form of Prince Baron over his shoulder and prepares to climb out, a transparent metal sheet silently slides over the top of the pit, trapping them. At the same time, Flash hears a growl, and looking around, he sees three snarling tigrons. Placing Prince Baron on the floor, Flash turns on the fierce beast. The first one charges. Leaping high in the air, Flash comes down on the tigron's back with a powerful wrench, breaks its neck. Instantly, the other two tigrons leap at each other to fight for the possession of the body. Furiously, the battle rages. Finally, both animals are down, wounded unto death. Then Prince Baron regains consciousness.
Where are we?
We're all right, Prince Baron.
Yes.
We're in the pit. They trapped us with that transparent metal lid.
And you saved us from these beasts. Oh, you are superb, Flash.
That was easier than figuring how we're going to get out of here.
Look up there.
Huh? Prince Thun. Yes, he's just in time. Thun! Roll that metal lid back.
He nods that he understands.
There. He's done it. We're free.
Come along.
Meanwhile, in the temple of Tao, Ming and Dale are about to be married by Zogi, the high priest.
By now, Dale Arben, my saber-toothed tyrants have torn your ear to pieces.
Oh, poor Flash. He died trying to save me. Nothing matters now.
Here comes Zogi to perform the ceremony. Oh, mighty Ming, ruler of Mongo and the universe. Does your supreme intelligence take this Earth woman to be your wife and empress of Mongo?
I most certainly do.
And you, Dale Arden, do you take this just and brilliant man to be your lord and master?
I don't care what happens now.
As you have accepted each other in matrimony before the great god Sao, I pronounce
Wait,
you...
Stop.
The idol speaks.
I, Tao, forbid this marriage.
It is a trick. Fool! A stone idol cannot talk. Zogi, bring back the statue.
At once, sire.
Black Gordon.
Yes, darling. He told me you were dead.
The Earthman and two companions alive.
Go, guard. Shoot them down. The marriage must go on.
Wait. Sire. The sacred writ say you cannot execute a man who has passed the test of the Tigrant. Guard, drop your weapons or Tao will curse you all.
What? You dare defy me?
I only quote the sacred writ. As high priest, it is my duty to interpret and enforce its dictates.
Guard, give me your sword. Loki, I will stop your jabbering mouth forever.
No! Oh, how awful. He killed the high priest.
Carry the body away, God.
Bless my darling. I thought I had lost you.
Never, as long as I have strength in these two arms and a breath of life in my body.
So Tao forbids me to slay you, eh? Well, Tao and I will both laugh while you rattle slaves in the prison city of the Hawkmen.
Death would be more desirable.
As for you, Dale Arden, you shall be taught to act like my empress.
Doomed to a fate worse than death among the cruel Hawkmen. What terrifying adventures await our friends? Be sure to listen in again next week and hear the further amazing adventures of Flash Gordon and Dale Arden, who appear in full-color pictures next Sunday in the 32-page comic weekly supplement of your Hearst Sunday newspaper, the world's greatest all-picture magazine of fun and adventure. Don't miss the comic weekly next Sunday. All your friends will be there. Besides Flash Gordon and Dale Arden, you will find King of the Royal Mounted waiting to thrill you with another chapter in his adventures of the great Northwest. Good old Jiggs and Maggie in Bringing Up Father. Your old pal Skippy, Tilly the Toiler, Ace Drummond, Johnny Round the World, The Little King, Radio Patrol, they'll all be waiting to entertain you. Of course, those irresponsible Katzenjammer kids are on deck with a new prank on their friends. How can they think of all those tricks? And as for Barney Google, well, I'm afraid I'll have to agree with Snuffy Smith that Google seems a bit touched in the haze. Remember, they're all in the Comic Weekly next Sunday. 32 pages of colored pictures. Be sure to get your copy of the Hearst Sunday newspaper next Sunday, containing this big 32-page Comic Weekly. And remember, we have a date next week for another chapter in the amazing interplanetary adventures of Flash Gordon and Dale Arden. Presenting the amazing interplanetary adventures of Flash Gordon. These thrilling adventures come to you as they are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, now printed in 32 tabloid-sized pages, each page in full four colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. For the benefit of those who may not have seen the earlier episode, here is the story to date. Flash Gordon, internationally famous American athlete, his beautiful American sweetheart, Dale Arden, and Dr. Zarkov, a great scientist, left the Earth on a rocket ship. They crashed on the planet Mongo and were captured by Ming the Merciless, the cruel emperor of Mongo, who commanded Dale Arden to marry him and ordered that Flash be killed. But Flash escaped. Through the help of Emperor Ming's beautiful daughter, Aura, who fell deeply in love with him and proposed marriage. This Flash refused, saying he loved Dale Arden. Flash then met Thun, the powerful, huge, bearded prince of the Lion Men, and Prince Baron, a former member of Emperor Ming's court. Joined by Dr. Zarkov, these four friends plotted to overthrow the government of Emperor Ming and rescue Dale Arden. They were almost successful, but at the last moment, with victory practically within their grasp, were recaptured by Emperor Ming's soldiers, and the four friends, together with Dale Arden, were condemned to a fate far worse than death. Securely bound, they were placed on a gyro ship and sent as slaves to the prison city of Hawkmen. Now we continue the story. The prison ship carrying our friends roars through the stratosphere on the way to the prison city of the Hawkmen. In the cell room, Flash and Prince Thun work feverishly on each other's bonds.
Can you get the knot untied, Prince Thun?
It is almost loosened, Flash. Just another twist. There. Thou art free.
Thanks. Now I'll set you free. If we work fast, we may be able to release Zarkov and Baron and get control of the ship.
Good. As soon as thou canst loose my bonds, I will help thee capture the guard and take his keys when he makes his rounds.
There. The rope's undone.
Hark. I hear the guard approaching.
Put your hands behind your back like this and lie still until he bends over to give us food. Then we'll overpower him. All right, now. Here he comes.
Here is your food, prisoner.
Now, friend Thun.
What? There. I have him fast. Take his keys.
Stop squirming, fellow. I'll give you something to squirm about. Now, I've got his keys, Thun. Now to save Dale, Baron, and Zarkov.
Look out! Be careful!
What was that?
We must have struck something. Are you all right, Thun?
Yes. And thou, friend?
I'm okay.
Flash Gordon.
Here. Prince Thun and I are in here.
And you are free.
Yes. And how didst thou gain thy liberty, friend?
The crash broke the lock on our cell door. Come quickly. We must go to the control cabin and see about the girl.
Yes, hurry. This way. Dale, where are you? Dale.
I'm here.
Are you all right, Dale?
Curse you, girl. Let go of me. I've got to call Ming on the space phone.
Send this to Ming with my regards.
He won't be able to transmit your message for quite some time, lad.
Let's get out of here.
Let the others go soon. I need your great strength to help me remove the valuable scientific apparatus from the ship.
Come, Flash. Come, Dale. We have no time to lose.
We're with you, Baron.
Soon. Wrench those spacographs from their sockets. I will take this space compass.
What else wouldst thou like to have removed, friend?
That is enough for this trip. Come on outside.
Where are our friends, Baron and Flash and Dale?
They must have gone into the forest over yonder. What is that rushing sound?
By the great god, Tallow. Look up there. Hawkmen! Run, friends! Run for your life!
Yes. Pennants flying, lances held in readiness, a squadron of savage Hawkmen hurtle from the skies. They seize Thun and Zarkov and sweep them into the air. While in the forest, numb with horror, Flash, Dale, and Baron watch their friends carried away toward a city suspended in space, the prison city of Hawkmen.
There they go with Thun and Zarkov.
And that, friend, is the end of them.
What do you mean, Prince Baron?
No man captured to the Hawkmen has lived to tell about it.
How terrible.
You'll see about that, Baron.
It's hopeless, Flash. Look, their city drifts high in the heavens, held up by powerful light beams.
What are we going to do now?
Let's go back to the wrecked ship. We may be able to fix it.
I'm afraid the ship is beyond repair, Flash. But perhaps it won't do any harm to see.
Flash, I see a rushing sound.
Why, it's a rocket ship bearing down on us.
It's going to land.
It made a perfect landing. I wonder who the pilot is.
A girl is getting out. She's holding a ray pistol.
Why, it's Princess Aura. Well, Princess, this is a surprise.
I followed you to give you your last
chance, Flash Gordon. What do you mean, Jesus? Keep out of this day, Larvin. He knows what I mean.
I suppose you still want to marry you.
Yes. Marry me and the Empire is yours. And your friends go free.
And if I refuse?
The Hawkmen, with my aid, will kill all of you. You shall never marry this Earth girl, Dale Arden.
My dear princess, if I must make a choice, I choose Dale and death.
Flash, darling.
Good for you, Flash.
You have signed our death warrant. But I don't care as long as we are together.
I'm glad, Dale. That's just how I feel, too.
Very well. You have made your choice. I go to the Hawkmen.
Well, there goes the haughty beauty. In an hour, every Hawkman and Mungo will be after us.
Prince Baron's prophecy comes true. He, Flash, and Dale are captured by the Hawkmen and dragged before the throne of their king, mighty Voltan. There the prisoners find Aura leaning on the arm of the great throne, while King Voltan explains to her...
The Lord of Mungo allow you to judge the fate of one of these prisoners, princess. The others belong to me.
I will take the yellow-haired youth. Make him pay for scorning me. Incidentally, by torturing him, I can also torture the Earth girl.
So be it. Take the man to the torture chamber.
No, no, I beg you, kill me, but spare Flash.
But let the girl stay with me. So, you're in love with his youth, eh?
In love with him? Why, just because I begged for Flash's life doesn't mean I love him.
No.
He is but a youth. You, impressive majesty, you are a man.
Ah, my pretty bird, you have discernment. I took you at your face value, but I see I was wrong. You have an unusual appreciation of men.
Thank you, impressive majesty. I can also appreciate compliments.
Soon I shall show you how your friends have failed to stand the rigors of the torture chamber.
I don't care much for torture, Your Majesty. But I guess you can't help doing what the Emperor's daughter tells you to do.
Emperor's daughter? I give orders in this today. But now it's your fate.
Yes, Impressive Majesty.
I shall make you my wife as soon as the High Priest can be summoned.
In the meantime, down in the torture chambers, Flash and his friends have been put to work stoking the great atom furnaces of the Hawkmen. Driven nearly mad by the terrible heat and the anxiety of wondering what is happening to Dale, Flash is all for rebelling. He throws a shovel full of flaming radium at a guard. The captain of the guard reaches for the switch, which will electrocute Flash by passing the current through a wire fastened to his leg iron. But Dr. Zarkov rushes up and pleads...
Do not kill him, Captain. He is but an impetuous youth. We will make him work.
Then see that he does. If he starts any more trouble, he shall die.
Thank you, Captain.
Get back to work, the rest of you slaves.
Thanks, Dr. Zarkov, but I just as soon die. Dale's lost him.
Patience, Flash. Zarkov and I have a plan. Come over here, behind this lead wall.
What are you going to do, Baron?
I shall keep watch for the guards. Get to work, Zarkov.
Quickly, here, lad. Break these wires off your manacles and wrap them around your shovel.
All right. Now what are you going to do?
You heard what the captain said. If you start any more trouble, he will electrocute you. When I give you a signal, jump up and throw your shovel into that radium bin over there.
And get myself killed for it?
I promise you, you will not die. Do as I tell you.
All right. Now?
Is the coast clear, Barry?
No one is looking this way.
Now, Flash.
Come on, men. Follow me. Better death than slavery.
Mutiny. Then die like a rat. Here goes the switch.
The electric current ignited the radium orb.
It worked. It worked.
Now's our chance to escape.
I'm going to find Dale.
Back in the sumptuous quarters of Voltan, king of the Hawkmen, Dee and Dale are awaiting the arrival of the high priest to perform the marriage ceremony.
Well, my pretty little bird, soon you'll be the bride of Voltan the Mighty. But suppose you give me a little kiss while we're waiting for the high priest, eh? Come here.
Oh, no! Don't touch me!
What? You repulse me, Earth Girl? Come here.
Keep away from me, you fat fool. Flash, darling.
Take your hands off her, Bolton.
With a yell of fury, Flash drives his fist to Bolton's jaw. The mighty king staggers back and, bellowing like a mad bull, sinks his steel-fingered fingers into Flash's throat. His left hand reaches for his dagger.
Flash, look out for his dagger.
A smashing left and a crushing right-hand uppercut that would have killed an ordinary man knocks Voltan into unconsciousness.
That settles that off. Dale, did he hurt you?
No. Oh, my darling. I feel so safe in your arms. They're so strong, yet so tender.
These arms were meant to hold you and protect you. By heaven, they will as long as I have life.
My dear. Oh, where are Baron and Zarkov and Thune?
Zarkov and Baron are working on some scientific gadget. Thune and I separated looking for you. Come on. We'll join him.
Did you kill Voltan?
I don't know. There's no time to waste finding out.
Which way do we go from here?
Look. Soldiers. Coming this way. Turn to the right, Dale. Down that other passage.
More soldiers. Flash, we're trapped.
Back to Voltan's quarters, Dale. We can bar the door and hold them up while we arrange to escape by the window. There. We're back in Voltan's quarters and we've escaped the soldiers.
Now.
No, they're firing, squad.
Why, you...
Stay where you are. They have this ray pistol trained on you. The slightest move and both of you will be blown to dust.
Don't hurt the girl. I surrender.
Watch that! Light! Light! Who turns off the light?
Yes, the floor is tipping off.
Don't worry, Dale. I'll save you.
What is happening to the city of Hawkmen, perched so perilously 5,000 feet above the ground on the planet Mongo? What terrifying experiences await our friends? Be sure to listen in again next week for the continuation of the amazing interplanetary adventures of Flash Gordon. The same all-star American athlete who will appear in full-color pictures next Sunday on the big 32-page comic weekly supplement of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. What a treat is in store for you in next Sunday's Comic Weekly. For besides Flash Gordon, you'll find the greatest array of funny people ever assembled in any magazine, waiting to entertain you. Just think of it. Bringing Up Father, The Little King, Barney Google, Polly and Her Pals, Toots and Casper, Pete the Tramp, Good Old Skippy, and your friends the Katzenjammer Kids, and last but by no means least, that mischievous, lovable little fellow, Mickey Mouse. Yes, they'll all be there, besides Ace Drummond, Radio Patrol, Jungle Jim, Red Barry, and all your other favorites. Be sure to get this big 32-page comic weekly with your Hearst newspaper next Sunday. And now, goodbye until next week at this time, when we'll be back with another amazing interplanetary adventure of Flash Gordon. Presenting the amazing interplanetary adventures of Flash Gordon. These thrilling adventures come to you as they are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, now printed in 32 tabloid-sized pages, each page in full four colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. For the benefit of those who may not have heard the earlier episodes, let us explain that Flash Gordon, the internationally famous American athlete, and Dale Arden, his beautiful American sweetheart, and Dr. Zarkov, the well-known scientist, were thrown onto the new planet Mongo when their experimental rocket ship crashed. After a series of adventures with the Emperor Ming the Merciless and his beautiful daughter Aura, who fell deeply in love with Flash, the two Americans, together with Dr. Zarkov, soon Prince of the Lion Men and Prince Baron, were sentenced to the prison city of the Hawkmen. There, the men were tortured, while King Voltan, mighty ruler of the Hawkmen, made plans to marry Dale. Flash and his companions escaped from the torture chambers, and Flash found Dale in time to save her from the marriage. But they were trapped by soldiers and again fell into Voltan's hands. Then there was a terrible rumbling sound. The floor started to shift. The walls began to crack open, and the lights went out. Now we continue the story. In the crumbling palace of Voltan, amid the shouts of the disorganized guards, Flash and Dale break away. But the mighty king flies into the air, and hurling himself on Flash, drags him to the floor and prepares to execute him by his own hand. Meanwhile, Dr. Zarkov and Prince Baron are rushing toward the throne room.
My scheme worked, Baron. Now to drive our bargain with Voltan if we are not too late.
The light beam is diffusing at the present rate, friend Zarkov. The city will remain in midair only for another half hour.
If Voltan will listen to us, there is enough time. But we must not waste a minute. Here we are at the throne room.
Look. Voltan has his sword at Flash Gordon's throat.
Stop! Stop! Wait!
Hey, who dares give me orders?
I do. I can save your city. But if you harm Flash Gordon, I'll doom this city and all of you Hawkmen to destruction.
But all my radium is gone. You destroyed that yourself. How can you save us?
Prince Baron and I have been experimenting with other atom rays.
Experimenting? Enough of this. I should have killed Flash Gordon but for your arrival and bluff. Now I shall finish the job.
Oh, bluff, my darling.
Be brave, Dale. This big windbag is bluffing now.
Bluffing, am I? I'll show you.
Listen to us, you fat fool. Your city will remain suspended. Only 20 minutes more. There is no time to waste.
What do you think you can do to save the city, you wizard?
We have found a way to make new light beams to hold the city safely suspended in the air.
What kind of trick is this?
It's no trick.
Then let us see what you propose to do. But what?
I will save your city on one condition.
You know when to drive a bargain, old wizard of the earth. Very well. Flash Gordon shall go free if you save my city.
You must also free Dale and Zarkov and Baron.
Absolutely.
Be quick, Voltan. The precious minutes are flying. Give us your answer.
I'll pardon you all if my city is saved.
Good. Then follow me.
Where are you going to take us?
Into this private elevator first.
Where are we going, Dr. Zarkov?
Baron and I discovered a room under the hall of atom furnaces, which had been stored with scientific apparatus. With the help of slaves, we constructed my newest invention, didn't we, Baron?
Yes, we did, friend Zarkov. I only hope this bull-headed monarch hasn't delayed us too long with this arguing. There isn't much time left to save the city.
We're tipping over. How much further do we have to descend?
We will be below the foundation in a moment.
What is this remarkable discovery, wizard of the earth?
You shall see. You shall see.
We're here. Hurry out, everyone.
Hold fast to my hand, Dale.
Oh, Flash, do you think Dr. Zarkov will be able to save us?
I know he'll do his best.
There is my invention.
What is that mass of tubes and wires?
This electrical machine is an atomic light solidifier.
It will strengthen the beam?
Yes. Keep everybody back, Baron. I must have room to work.
Stand back, everybody.
Baron, do you think this machine will work?
Quiet. Professor Zarkov is throwing the switch.
What is that weird bluish light?
The new ray is made by the atoms, Dale.
Why, the city seems to be getting back on an even keel.
By Tau, so it is.
How is it working, friend Zarkov?
Splendid so far. The light beams supporting the city are becoming stronger and stronger.
Then the city is saved.
The city is saved.
By Tau, he's done it. All of you are free.
My friend, you're crying.
I'm so happy we're saved.
Zarkov, come here.
He said he could do it, and he did.
Yes, King Voltan, you summon me?
Zarkov, you shall be my head scientist.
Voltan, this is more than I expect. I am grateful, deeply grateful, and appreciative of the honor.
Flash and Dale?
Yes, Impressive Majesty.
What is it, King Voltan?
As proof of our future friendship, I shall give you a royal wedding tomorrow. And tonight, we shall have a banquet to celebrate it.
Having a good time, Dale?
Wonderful time, Flash. It hardly seems possible that we should be married tomorrow. I don't dare believe it until we are actually being married.
You mustn't feel that way, Dale. It's just nerves.
Well, my friend, tomorrow will be the big day.
I'm not so sure.
Dale is just worrying about nothing, Baron.
It's almost tomorrow, Dale. What can happen now?
During the excitement of the threatening destruction of the city, the Princess Aura disappeared.
Oh, is that all that worries you? I should think you'd be glad she's not here.
I am.
Well, lovebird, are you enjoying yourselves?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Impressive Majesty.
Majesty! Majesty!
Eh? What?
What is it?
The air fleet of Ming the Merciless is approaching the city.
Oh, this means trouble.
What did I tell you? There'll be no wedding for us tomorrow.
We'll die fighting.
No, Bolton. Let us take our chances on escaping. Give us a rocket ship.
No use, lad. They were damaged when the city tilted.
His Universal Majesty, Emperor of Mongol, Ming the Merciless.
And this is Aura. Now there will be trouble.
Steady, Dale, darling. There'll be a way out of this.
Greeting and welcome, Emperor Ming.
So, Bosan, you have become friends with the prisoners. Turn over this earthman to my torturers. And to me, deliver my promised bride, Dale Arden. I command it.
No, Father. You promised Flesh Gordon to me as my share of the spoils.
Hold, Ming. By the ancient laws of Mongo, by the sacred laws of the great Tao, who is all wise, I call for a tournament of death.
A tournament? And this fellow Flash Gordon would enter?
Yes.
Fine sport. A tournament. And all the planet will see him fail and die. So be it.
Between four mountains nestles a mammoth bowl-shaped arena, toward which most of Mongo pours in never-ending streams. It is the day of the start of the Tournament of Death, in which all of the contestants but one will meet death. And Flash Gordon is going to enter. He and Dale occupy seats of honor in Voltan's box. Princess Aura enters the arena on a golden throne carried by six blue dragon men.
Here comes Aura in all her glory.
Wild, treacherous, and cruel. That's my boy. He's a beauty.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Here comes Ugrit, king of the lion men.
Dragon men are frightened by the lions. They've dropped the princess.
Oh, stay where you are, my boy. Prince Baron is already picking her up.
He seems to be smiling at him. I wonder what he is doing.
Prince Baron, you have saved my life. Why did you do it after the way I treated you?
Because, my princess, you are a woman, a beautiful woman, and I can no longer deny the fact that I love you.
But whatever it is he's saying, I wish he'd get interested in somebody else and leave you alone, Flash.
The tournament is about to begin, Flash. There's your horse. Here. Take this sword, my boy. It's the one with which I became king of the Hawkmen. Take it and justify my faith in you.
And my faith, too.
Thanks, darling. And thank you, Bolton. I'll do my best.
In another box, Prince Baron reaches a decision.
Zarkov, I'm going to enter the tournament. Win back my kingdom and Ming's daughter, Princess Aura, for my bride.
Do not be a fool, Prince Baron. Why run the risk of being killed?
Wish me luck, my friend. I go to do battle.
The battle royal with every horseman for himself. As the fight rages around him, Flash is beset by two yellow guardsmen. He vanquishes one, and as he is attacked by the other, he falls from his horse. Before the yellow man can drive home a death thrust, a masked fighter saves Flash, and the first great test of the Tournament of Death ends. A banquet is held for the survivors.
Are you sure you're all right, Flash?
Why, of course, Dale.
If it hadn't been for that masked fighter, you would be dead now. Oh, why did you enter this horrible tournament?
To win freedom, a kingdom, and what's more important, you.
My dear. Look, the masked fighter is with Princess Aura.
Ah, the masked champion. Are you a criminal fearing arrest or a noble fearing recognition?
Blue blood or red, my lady. It will flow in the arena just as freely for your amusement.
Yes, wear the scarf as a token, but do not stain it with your blood.
Fair lady, a kiss from your gorgeous lips, and I would face the legions of Tau.
Insolent one. I'll have you tortured.
Who can punish the living dead of the tournament? Goodbye, you beautiful devil.
I go to fight for your hand.
That masked champion. I swear I know his voice. The call has sounded. I must go back to the fight. Goodbye, Dale.
Goodbye, and good luck, my darling. Oh, Steve Orton, when will this awful tourney end?
I know it seems horrible to you, little bird, but it is better that Flash should die honorably in the field of battle than at the hands of Ming's torturers. If he wins this final event, he will be a king, and you will be his queen.
The trumpets blow and the last contestants line up. Two by two, they mount the sky rope stretched over a flaming pool to joust with swords. And one after another, they are eliminated by death. Finally, only Flash Gordon and the masked champion are left. Flash loses his balance and falls down toward the flaming pool. But his hands catch hold of the rope and he hangs on. The masked champion, thrown off balance, also falls, but saves himself by grasping Flash Gordon's leg. His mask falls off, revealing Prince Baron. The crowd demands that both men shall live, and they are brought before Voltan and Ming the Merciless.
None of your trickery, Ming. Proclaim them both kings.
So be it. But I shall choose their kingdoms. To Prince Baron and my daughter Aura, I give the kingdom of the forest. To Flash Gordon and the Earth Girl, I give the kingdom of the cave.
You fiend! You know neither kingdom has been conquered.
True, Voltan, but these are brave men. Let them try. They can hold their weddings in their own kingdoms if they live that long.
What will happen to Flash Gordon when he attempts to rule over the unconquered kingdom of the cave? You'll know next week at the same time when he'll be back with another chapter of the amazing interplanetary adventures of Flash Gordon. And by the way, what is your favorite picture feature? Bringing up Father, Skippy, the Captain Yammer Kid, the Little King, Mickey Mouse? Or if you like thrills, then Ace Drummond or Jungle Jim, Radio Patrol or Red Barry. But no matter whatever your favorite, you'll find it next Sunday in the big 32-page comic weekly, along with Toots and Casper, Tilly the Toiler, Little Annie Rooney, Tim Tyler's Luck, and many others. For the big 32-page comic weekly brings you each Sunday the funniest merrymakers and the most daring adventurers in the world of pictures. Be sure to get your copy of the comic weekly next Sunday with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And listen for the amazing interplanetary adventures of Flash Gordon next week on this station.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.